Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Live from the PetroServe USA studios, this is What's on Your Mind. Call us 701-271-1100. Text us 701-237-1590. What's on Your Mind is on. And now here's your host, Scott Henning.
Well, if you ask me where I come from, here's what I tell everyone.
We're here and ready to rock and roll, friends.
I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place where the stars and stripes and the eagle flies.
Welcome. Glad you're along.
Big old land with countless
dreams. On the program today, Congressman Kelly Armstrong, talk about this deal that has rankled some conservatives. You know, Kevin, would probably ideologically align with many of the folks that are complaining about the
1,000%
the debt deal, right?
It's ridiculous.
I would align with them, but I also would have to have a little bit of a realization that we're playing with a hand tied behind our back.
Yeah, I get it. And
you got a
little wins. Yeah, there's wins in there.
You got a Democratic president.
Yep.
You got a Democratic Senate. You have a slim majority in the House. I mean, they seem like whiny kids to me. As I say, I applaud them. I like their listen, the group that's complaining right now, very responsible for that package being as conservative as it is. Do you know that if you take every rescission that's ever happened, meaning you take dollars that are unspent and you put them back in the Treasury? You know what I mean?
Yeah, which is clawing back is the term they're using now.
They use that, but I think it's a dumb term. But anyway, yeah, it's rescission is the official word for it. But basically, it's pots of money that are authorized by Congress and sitting in an account somewhere unspent. So if you take every time we've clawed back or, you know, went to this rescission round and put it back, in the history of the United States government, it doesn't total what they got in this one deal with COVID dollars.
First of all,
they clawed back.
Who gets cash advances on their credit card and then just, you know, lets it sit in an account somewhere?
It's stupid.
And who keeps taking cash advances on their credit card and letting it sit in some account somewhere?
It's the government.
Why is that money even in an account somewhere if it's not being spent prudently and immediately?
It's nuts.
It's waiting to be, what?
It's nuts. It's crazy.
Okay, hold on. I got to write that one down.
Yeah.
That's how that works.
Yeah. It's absolutely insane. That's how government works. In the case of COVID programs, I suppose it's a case of, you know, we are estimating X amount of people will be eligible for such and such. And then that number undershot, you know, how many people were. So you end up with extra dollars there. But here's my point. You called it little wins. I think that's fair enough. There are little wins in that thing, a lot more so than the Democrats. The Democrats are only able to get, what, about a quarter of their caucus that's going to vote for this? So I think we call this one a win and live to fight another day, in my mind. We're going to talk with Congressman Kelly Armstrong about that coming up on the program, and we'll specifically share with him some of the criticism we're seeing from Byron Donalds and who else? Andy Biggs. Trying to think who else is shooting holes in this thing.
Oh, Rand Paul, number of them.
Rand on the Senate side,
Freedom,
you're right, yeah.
Freedom Caucus, yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, that'll be coming up on the program. Also, the Center of the American Experiment, Minnesota's leading public policy organization, now in North Dakota as well. We'll talk with them a little bit about the dust settling from the two legislative sessions and where things are at with that. I honestly wonder why people from Minnesota wouldn't move to North Dakota. Now, you're on a lake, Kevin, so you know it isn't as easy to pull up roots.
And, yeah, well, for now, I'm happy being a rocker, a rock and cow guy. I mean, and looking at, you know.
Everything's going to cost you more, though.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Everything is costing more.
We have an association at the lake.
You know, I don't have a neighbor 10 feet from my bedroom window and things like that that, you know, city life.
And we were having a meeting this weekend about some outbuildings and some things we're looking to add storage and whatnot, mm-hmm. and also just the cost of everything and how it's unbelievable. Taxes alone in these Minnesota counties have shot up like you can't believe, prompted by what's coming from,
from
St. Paul.
No, I know. We got the note that the assessor is going to be coming around, They may or may not knock you. Can let them in if you don't, or if you want to or not, or, you know, whatever. But you know what that's all about? That's all about, oh, look at this nice place you got here. That's how much are we saying that's worth? That's not nearly enough.
I just find it hard to believe that, you know, that people don't say enough already. And obviously,
well, they are in droves.
That's true.
Minnesota is one of the top three. I think it's number two behind California that's losing population.
Exodus and then North Dakota.
And especially Minneapolis. Minneapolis is vacating into the suburbs and into the out areas.
Who could blame them? I'm surprised it isn't happening in higher numbers. It's crazy.
Yep.
And by the way, if you're a business and looking to move to North Dakota, there are all kinds of things. There's a business I just read a story about. Got $1.25 million. And also like a $600,000 state loan to set up in North Dakota to move their business. That one is a tech startup, so you can't, if you're going to open up a gas station, it doesn't work for you, right? Because you're not in an industry that is being sought after. In other words, we're not going to bring a gas station to compete with North Dakota gas stations, but we are going to bring somebody to make something here that is in the technology space that is not competing with someone. That's the ones that are going to get dollars from these kind of funds. So why not? I'd start exploring it if I were you.
Yeah, absolutely.
For sure. What else we got going today? I wanted to talk a little bit about panhandling. Story caught my eye that Alabama has made it a crime to panhandle. And there are ordinances in several cities, Dickinson, Jamestown, Fargo. I'm not sure on West Fargo, to tell you the truth, if there's an ordinance there, but there are ordinances in cities. Alabama did it as a state. The opposition to this has been from the homeless advocacy community that it's unfair to do this. You think it's fair or unfair to ban panhandling? Kev, what do you think?
I don't think it's unfair. I think it's, you know, my house, my rules, my city, my rules, whatever. I think that, again, we talked about with panhandling. You don't know. You see people with signs, you know, help, will work for food. Well, you're looking for, please help, anything will help. A little money here, a little money there. And then they go climb in a car and drive home, drive to a home that they own. I mean, a lot of people make a business of this. And with the fact that probably more aren't than are, you still can't, then you can't trust any of it. So I give, and what limited amount we can afford to give, we give to charities that we know, like hospice, you know, I give to the Humane Society, I give, you know, I know where my dollars go, I know how they're used.
That's why Giving Hearts Day is so important, right?
Yeah.
I
want accountability.
You know, the charities.
I'm not going to enable an addict. Sorry. You know, I'm not going to provide any money for any injection centers or free needles or, sorry, that's insane.
The advocates for the homeless population said they worried the law will criminalize homelessness. That's their main objection from this, that somehow the folks need it and you're going to criminalize it by not having them there. I saw this weekend at, where was I at? Walmart, I think. Probably 13, 14-year-old boy.
Mm-hmm.
Toddler. And a mom. The mom was sitting, and the 14-year-old boy was holding a sign, you know, family hungry, give me money.
Yep.
Now, I got to admit, that one really tugged at my heartstrings.
Yep.
Whatever the circumstances of the mom putting, you know, their kids out there, these are kids, right?
Well, there's millions of them here, too.
Do you think that that was a scam?
I would think no. I would think no, but in the same breath, I would say that, you know, where's the fix for this? You know, the fix for this is someone if she's eligible to work, that's an able-bodied person with children, for, you know, makes it a little harder, but you're an able-bodied human and you're capable of work, you're capable of contributing. Let's go. Give me your sign. Let's go get you working. Let's go get you off the street. Let's go. If we need to get you in rehab, let's go get you in rehab.
I would also
let's go get you on a path. But this enabling of all of this, look at Portland and Seattle and California and all of it. It's killing. It's not only killing people, it's killing cities, it's killing entire areas.
I think you've touched on the ticket here, and that is these people need help. In that case,
real help.
There's programs to feed those kids.
Yes.
You know,
and they don't need enabling. They don't need help getting needles.
Yeah.
That's the wrong kind of help.
So a question for you, should this be a statewide law to ban panhandling? And second of all, what do you do? What is your rule when you see people asking for money or one of the signs or whatever? What do you do? Tell us, 701-271-1100. 701-271-1100. Or text 237-1590. Do that as well. On what's on your mind. Panhandling. Should there be a law against it? And do you give money to panhandlers? Tell us.
Does the spring thaw leave you anxious about your basement? You've been struggling with water seeping in? At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution. From wall bracing and water seepage to complete foundation replacement, for a free estimate, go to pccnd.com.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming June auctions include 164 acres in Stark County, 784 acres in Kidder and Stutzman counties, 563 acres of exceptional cropland in Wilkin County, Minnesota, near Wolverton, 201 acres of hunting land in Roseau County, near Wanaska, 3.6 acre lot on Lake Metegoshi in Botten Hill County, mineral auctions in Slope and Headinger counties. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Spring is here, and the scenery while driving down the road will soon be filled with farm machinery planting this year's crop. Hi, this is Bethany Rentz, crop insurance agent with Irie Insurance. As fieldwork begins, we want to remind you to take extra caution when approaching large, slow-moving machinery traveling down the road. A successful crop year is one that is accident-free. Irie Insurance offers all lines of insurance, and we would love the opportunity to visit with you. For our contact information, please visit our website at irieins.com.
You're protected and appreciated at Irie.
Irie Insurance is an equal opportunity provider.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete, Ramjack North, we've got a solution, polyjacking. To learn more, call us at 701-280-7038.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Dexter says, my tax in Minnesota on my park model camper went up 27% from last year.
Yep, that's what they're doing. They're going around, they're assessing the resorts, they're assessing all the premium property. Brainerd is crawling with state revenue people, the assessing team, from what I'm understanding. They're going to hit every lakeshore, every, you know, place worth something and tack 20-30% on it.
Another listener says, remind Kevin that the Humane Society is constantly fighting ranchers and other animal farmers, hogs, chickens, you name it, making everything cost more.
Well, I give it locally to the Humane Society of the Lakes, and it goes for their needs and operations every day. So appreciate that, though.
And driving some growers out of business, most regulations out of California. California.
Yeah, no, this is a Humane Society of the Lakes, their facility.
Let's see here. What else do we have for comments? 701-271-1100. You can also call us at 701-271-1100. And text us, rather, at 701-237-1590. 701-237-1590. I wanted to tell you a little bit about Swanson Hyperbarics before we do anything else here. HBOT, which is short for Hyperbaric Oxygen Treatment. It can show improvements inside and out, no matter what you're fighting. It can affect the aging of blood cells. No other treatment extends the cells that cause aging. Literally, this is an anti-aging treatment. It's pretty amazing. It can also help repair skin, smooth fine lines and wrinkles. The treatment can help you feel younger by providing muscles and joints with more oxygen and improved circulation. No matter what ailment you have, I'd really encourage you to go to SwansonHyperbarics.com to learn more. SwansonHyperbarics.com or to call for a free consult. Dr. Beachy there and the team, they're great. You know, just sit down and have a conversation with them. They're going to tell you, it would work for this, it won't work for that. Why don't you try this? Just straight up, really great folks. 701-929-3930. 701-929-3930. Off your call here. Hold that, Kev.
Scott, this is Ben from Rolog. Your question, why don't we move to North Dakota? Well, I grew up in North Dakota. We moved our business here 22 years ago. We have a parts business. We have three buildings full of stuff. There's no way in the world I could afford to move back to North Dakota, even though I'm going to somehow, hopefully before I die. But to live in this communist state, it's horrible. It's just everything is better in North Dakota. Why we moved here, it's a long story, but it wasn't as bad 20 years ago as it is now. But it was a big mistake, and I would love to, but we got too much stuff to move right now in our parts business. Thanks.
Makes sense.
Oh, I get that.
Yep. I mean, there's things that are going to tie you down. Tim, Traveler 994, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Tim.
Yeah, good morning, Scott. I'm from Bismarck. I used to listen to you all the time on KFYR. I miss you. I'm on my way to Wisconsin by a camper. But I heard you talking about the panhandling. In Bismarck there, up by the interstate at that Simonson, I have a connection there that kind of knows what's going on. And then I also talked to a detective in Bismarck, and those panhandlers up there make between $200 and $400 a day. And they'll hang around there in Simons and stuff and buy food to eat and stuff. And then they'll say, well, I got to go to work. And they'll grab their sign and go over and start begging. So I usually don't give to them, except for in some special circumstances when it's nice. There's certain times it looks like I think they all need it, but I've had an outside job all my life, and when I see them out there and it's like 20 degrees or colder and the wind's blowing, depending on the humidity, I know how miserable it is to work outside. So I give them, if they're going to stand there and beg for money in that kind of weather, then I give them money. But other than that, they're kind of on their own.
So it's a job for most of them, isn't it?
Yes, from
the
connections that I had, like I said,
I heard the same thing. Forget who did a story on this years ago. Somebody did a story where they interviewed a bunch of them, and they basically said, "No, this is I make a lot of money doing this." So you know that turned me off all along. I'm kind of like you, just to say, no,
yeah.
I'm not going to go there unless there's some circumstance that tugs at your heartstrings, like the kids out there did for me. This weekend at Walmart, just like, come on, you got a toddler and a 13-year-old asking for money with a mom sitting there? Yeah. My gosh, that's a tough one. Well, appreciate you.
They're teaching them how to work. I got one more thing, Scott. That detective told me that they don't arrest them in Bismarck anymore. It's supposedly their constitutional right to beg. But another thing that he told me, when they used to arrest him when it was illegal, he said, and they would be taking him to jail, they'd have a wad of cash rolled up. He said most of them made more money than he made.
Gosh, Almighty. Didn't it make you sick?
And unfortunately, you're contributing to their addiction, you know, and where do you balance that? It's a pretty complicated situation.
It's a scam.
Anyway, yeah.
We are being scammed.
Yeah. I saw it in Phoenix.
Yes,
when I moved down to Phoenix in the late 80s. Was like, and the guy, and I've never had any clue, and the guy that was right by the radio, he was there every day, and I'm like, well, what's he?
He's going to work.
He's going to work.
Yeah.
And then I saw him at a different intersection. Like, it's the same guy.
Hey, Tim, I wanted to tell you, and we still hear from a lot of our folks out west that we are on the app 24/7. So right on your phone, all you do is go to your app store, AM 1100, the flag, and you'll find us right there, and you can listen all the time. So we miss. Some folks that we haven't got the word to yet, but we appreciate you calling today, and keep listening in Bismarck, okay?
Okay, thanks, Scott. Bye.
Thank you, Tim. Take care. All right, it was Saban caller. I can't find it now, Daniel. Let's go to West Fargo. Tom, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Tom.
Hey, Scott, I got a couple things. Say, I was just wondering, as for the panhandling thing, I wish I made that much money. I do DoorDash. I wish I made $200 to $400 a day. And then also on, I got an idea as to why our governor is running for president. So he's got about a snowball's chance in Phoenix in July of getting very far. But could he have been told or encouraged to do this to help promote North Dakota? Because once he gets in, this state will be kind of in the limelight. Well, that it certainly won't hurt North Dakota. Could that be a possibility, or is that just too far out?
Well, my suggestion would be nobody has to tell Governor Burgum to promote North Dakota. He loves North Dakota. You know, I mean, I think that's very genuine, his love for this state. So I'm sure he sees that as a bonus. But, you know, he was a long shot for governor of North Dakota. He was a long shot as an entrepreneur of Great Plains Software that ultimately got sold to Microsoft. So I think the guy's in the long shot business. And he's just going to give her a whirl, Tom, you know. Did you have something else to tell me?
Okay. No, it was just the panhandling thing. I just wish I made the same amount of money.
Yeah, no kidding. Thanks, Tom. Appreciate it. More calls coming up.
Veteran and locally owned since 1932, Action Movers is North Dakota's largest and oldest mover. Whether you're moving across the street or across country, Action Movers will make your move easy by handling every detail from start to finish. From packing, loading, transporting, storage, or even do-it-yourself in a go-mini container delivered to your driveway, they truly have every solution for your move, accommodating all budgets. Get a moving quote today and mention Scott to save 10%. Call them at 701-566-5532 or visit actionmovers.com to set your appointments.
Your wellness is within reach with Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Enjoy every day made better with a Hot Spring Spa in stock and ready to deliver today. For less than $99 per month, you can be physically better below the water, mentally better above the water, and relationally better beyond the water. Stop thinking about it and just do it. You'll be glad you did. Already have a hot tub? Trade up to a new saltwater hot tub and receive an extra $1,500. Wellness, every day made better, Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. West Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck.
USA News Update. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy calls it one of the largest spending cuts in American history. Critics say it doesn't cut spending enough or it cuts the wrong programs. New information from last night, the House Rules Committee voted 7-6 to advance the debt ceiling bill to the floor. That means the bill will come to the floor today for debate and a final passage vote before it goes to the Senate if approved. Republican Congressman from Colorado, Ken Buck, on CNN.
Republicans are saying that, you know, there's a few billion here and a few billion there that we are saving. Only people in Washington, D.C. believe that you can save a few billion dollars and spend and go into debt $4 trillion more. People are furious. This is a bill that I think is going to be on the level of Obamacare.
Game one of the NBA Finals between Miami and Denver is tomorrow night. Lance Pry, USA News.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling three-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on three-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Top of the hour on a beautiful Wednesday. This is What's on Your Mind. Thanks for joining us on the program today. 701-271-1100. If you'd like to weigh in on the panhandling question, I am curious if people give money to the panhandlers and whether or not you think it ought to be a law against it. The Alabama law against it, they argue, is much for the safety of these people. You know, not to be in these high traffic areas, and of course it's... You know, to give money, you're slowing up traffic. It's not exactly easy to do that as well. So, what do you think on the panhandling? Do you contribute? Do you not? So why? What do you think of panhandling in general, and whether or not it ought to be outlawed? We also have a question about if you're a Minnesotan. Why wouldn't you move? What's holding you back? Many are. A significant percentage of the Minnesotans, I forget what the population drop was last time, Kev, but it was 5-7%, something like that. Yeah. I mean, not a small amount.
No.
And North Dakota's was up, by the way. So.
Well, and you can see that in all of these blue cities, blue states, they're seeing the same thing. People are just tired of this tyranny. Spend. How do you have $18 billion as a state, somehow burn through that, and then figure, well, we need to spend more? Well, in what world?
We have Pat Garoppolo on tomorrow, who is
seriously
a legislator that does a really good job of explaining how this all started, the big picture. The whole session and, you know, how Minnesota got to this spot, so we'll talk with him tomorrow. By the way, if you're hungry, I got a great lunch spot for you. PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience, beefy noodles on 45th, mac and beef hot dish in Yulin. Glendon has pulled pork today, lasagna at NP Avenue, Sloppy Joe's at 12th Avenue and I-29 location at PetroServe USA. West Main Avenue, West Fargo, Swedish meatballs or taco hot dish. A couple of choices in Harwood, they always do, and they're great. Valley City, Swedish meatballs or lasagna. PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. You tell them Scott sent you. 701-271-1100 to call us. 701-237-1590 to text us. I haven't had a chance to get to the texters here yet, but a few of them anyway. But let's see here. Let's go to Melanie, who's on the road, talking a little bit about the panhandling situation. Melanie, welcome to What's on Your Mind, Melanie. How you doing?
Hi, good.
I was just wondering, yesterday I went to get gas at Costco, and on the cross on the corner, is it Taco Bell or something that's there? I can't remember, but there's a lady selling roses, and she had a sign that buy a rose to help out her family. I've never seen that before yet.
Not around here. I think I've seen it in some of the bigger
cities. You guys have seen that.
Seen it in some of the bigger cities on occasion where they'll stand between the cars like at a stoplight and walking back, but I've never seen it around. Yeah. I've never seen it around here ever.
No, and then they looked like they had the plastic around them and they were in a bucket, but how'd she get the flowers? You know, how'd she buy them? You know,
there you go.
Did somebody donate them to her?
Too many questions. Just give money.
Yeah. She couldn't have grown them yet. A little early for that.
No. And then yesterday in my same route running errands over across from Chick-fil-A on the mall corner there in front of the old Herberger's, there was a gal holding a sign, wanted money for food in a hotel. So.
Did you contribute?
There you go. It's going on in town. No, I will not. I don't know where it's going. You know, and there's a lot of resources around town. You know, they can get help.
You know, that's the best point. It isn't. Isn't as though they're panhandling in Haiti. You know.
Yeah.
And you know
good
that
point.
That's different.
Yeah. Very good point.
They're panhandling in the greatest country on the face of the earth that takes care of the poorest.
That's what I said. What I love is when you see somebody will work for food and they're on an intersection where every business and every corner of the intersection has help wanted signs out.
You know, go to work.
How about you go to work for money?
Exactly.
Right over there.
Exactly.
And there it's right there.
And again, if there's some mental health issue preventing them from working or you know whatever it might be, then there's ways to get help. And
there's a lot of resources in town, and so you just got to know how to find them, and there's somebody that can help you find them, you know.
Do you feel a little bit guilty when
anyway,
you pass somebody by?
Cents.
Melanie, question for you before we let you go.
No.
You don't feel guilty?
Yeah. No, not really, because, you know, I don't know. I don't, like, you don't know if they're just going to buy alcohol or drugs with it or what they're buying cigarettes with it. And, but like you said, there's so many jobs out there, and they all look like they're able-bodied, and they have clean clothes on and, you know, decent shoes and clothes. And then you see some of them, they go get in a vehicle and drive away.
Yeah, all of what you described happens. All of it happens, no doubt about it. There's a part of me, and guilty is probably guilty is the wrong word, but there's part of me that said, like, I'd really like to know the story, right? Is there, you know, have they, I mean, why aren't they accessing the help that's available? What's holding them back? I don't know. But part of me just feels like, I wish I knew the real deal.
Well, you know, Scott, we do a lot for a lot of different charities and things. I give personally. We give our time. We give our money.
Yeah.
True.
I know where that goes. So, I mean, there's no guilt there. I know I'm in my heart that God and, you know, my Lord and Savior's good with me because I give plenty, and I mean, I'm not giving that.
Yeah.
I'm not going there. There's like you said, I'll give to the places that I know give that person the help. Yep.
Yep. Yeah. Donate to the food pantry. You know, emergency or the Great Plains Food Bank. Go donate to the homeless shelters and the YWCA. Go donate to those places because you know they're giving it to the people that come there that need the help.
Sue Barron, Golden Drive Homeless Kids, yes.
So, exactly. There's a lot of places in town that donate. So
great call, Melanie. Thank you for the time.
Great stuff.
Yep.
Appreciate you listening. Yeah, you bet. Take care. 701-271-1100. Tom's traveling. He's on the road. What's on your mind, Tom?
Yes, I'm on the road. You asked the question, why would I not move from Minnesota to North Dakota? I could about throw a stone and hit North Dakota from where I live in Breckenridge. However, the interest rate to borrow money to buy a new home is ridiculous. And the interest rate I have on my current mortgage is around 3%. I can't move right now, much as I'd like to.
Yeah, good point. Timing is bad there. Thank you, Joe Biden.
I lost you. Oh.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, I identify as non-binary.
Non-binary, yeah.
I like that. Oh, man. So, yeah, good point. I mean, we'll have to wait for those interest rates to come down for sure. But if say, interest rates were the same, would you move, Tom?
Yeah, my wife and I would love to move back to North Dakota. I was raised in North Dakota. We moved away, been gone for a long time. In fact, my wife was born and raised in Colorado. But we both love it here. We love North Dakota. The economy, the business atmosphere in North Dakota is just fantastic. The things that are going on for the future of North Dakota are fantastic. Why wouldn't I?
Appreciate the call, Tom. Thank you for sharing. Let's go to Fergus Falls. Kevin, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, Scott, Kevin, the panhandling?
We're all ears.
Yep.
Oh?
We're all ears, yep.
Oh, I'm sorry. I heard a shh. I don't know. I totally agree with Melanie's position, and everything she said was correct. But once in a while, now both my wife and I have run into that, and there is somebody out there that is really down and out and needs some help. Now just a hand of money, and then you drive by and go, oh, geez, maybe I should have. You know what? And so I agree with the guilt stuff. We've talked about that a lot because there is something in Scripture to go, how do you know you're not entertaining an angel? You know, kind of a test thing.
Exactly.
So, you know, yep. Like even once in a while in the winter, somebody's walking and they're cold, and you can tell. That, and maybe they don't have a car, and you go, yeah. There's times I pulled over, you know, and they look at you like, why would you pick me up? I said because you're cold, you know. And then you take them to their destination. But that always that one factor of how do you know that just maybe this time. You kind of got to be a little sensitive. You know what? I get bugged. I don't know if these guys are going to rob me, whatever. And you're right. Panhandlers, it's almost a business. You know, like you said, they get in a car and drive away. So
you know what?
Cash will
you know, to add on to your point, Kevin, I'm mad at the ones that are scamming us because then the ones who truly need it probably don't get it. Because we're considering that you know, the factor that they're all scammers. Yeah. That's what drives me crazy. To go on to your point, you know, what if it's Jesus?
Yeah.
What if it's an angel? You just don't know. Great point, Kevin. Appreciate it. Holly's on the road. Hello, Holly. What's on your mind?
Hello, Scott. Hey, Kevin. About the panhandlers and stuff like that, I personally do not give it to them. The thing that bugs me with the families that have the children, I mean, for instance, like yesterday and today, it's close to 90 degrees. They have no protection for them. And, I mean, I'm sorry, but in my book, that's kind of child abuse. The other thing is that all the money, all the cash that they receive, they're not taxed on it. That's free money to them, you know, and it's like, I would rather, like the other gal said, I would rather give it to my church, give it to the food bank, give it to the homeless. Again, where I know where it's going to do some good.
Great points.
I think sometimes it should be illegal, so for that.
And that's what Alabama's done. That's why we're asking the question here. It's statewide law that says you cannot do it. And they're doing it for the safety of those that are out there. Holly, I appreciate your call. Call again. Thank you. Travel safely. Short break. Back with more. What's on your mind? Panhandling. Moving from Minnesota. Let's chat.
With a history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
Think about it. Minnesota has the largest budget surplus in history, and Governor Tim Walz still wants to raise car tab fees every year. His new plan will collect taxes on 160% of the value of your car. How is that fair? Think about it. Gas prices and inflation are still high, and Democrats are making it worse with higher car tab fees. That's not fair. Think About It is brought to you by Center of the American Experiment, Minnesota's think tank.
Ready to launch your small business or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home. The one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC. Equal Housing Lender.
Coal, the affordable, reliable energy source responsible for keeping us warm in the winter and cool in the summer. None of that would be possible without our amazing coal workers. North Dakota's coal country provides energy you can count on, fuel that will get you through, and the people that bring it to you. Join us in sharing messages of gratitude with North Dakota's coal workers. Visit thankacoalworker.com to share your appreciation. That's thankacoalworker.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Congressman Kelly Armstrong coming up to talk about the debt deal. He is in support of the deal, brokered by Kevin McCarthy. Handful of members of the Freedom Caucus are not. We're going to talk about that difference of opinion coming up on the program. We're also going to chat with John Hinderrocker, Senator of the American Experiment. We'll ask him about this move from Minnesota mentality. I mean, they have operations in North Dakota and Minnesota. Why not come to North Dakota? Although somebody's got to stay back and fight, I guess, right? So probably he'll do that. Another entrant into the presidential race. You heard, Kev, who the latest is to jump in now? It's not official, but there's, you know, he's announcing that he's going to be, basically.
Yeah, I did. But who is it again?
Chris Christie.
That's the one.
Former New Jersey governor.
Again. He's getting in again.
Yeah.
Isn't like his third run at it or
That's
something?
That's right. He was in 2016. I don't know if he was
in.
Yeah. He wasn't in.
He wasn't, I don't think.
He wasn't there.
No, thanks.
Kind of a dud.
Yeah.
Yeah. Had that bromance going with Obama. Remember that?
Well, these guys are all these folks, sorry, these people, persons, are lining up for, you know, VP, cabinet spots, etc., because it's Trump's to lose. So I like watching the process.
Chris Christie is not getting a
Trump doesn't really like him, does he?
Well,
yeah,
because he's a traitor. I mean,
yeah, he kind of a
flip flopped all over the place.
That's
he's
right.
In the administration, and then he's out of the administration and ripping on Trump. I mean, just make up your mind. Who what do you stand for? Governor Doug Burgum's official announcement is a week from today. That'll take place 11:30 on Wednesday at the Sanctuary Events Center. And we have some information about that related to the coverage. Fox is covering that. Fox News is going to be actually covering that that announcement by Governor Burgum. So that puts him in a certain tier, I guess, that they're noticing. And I don't know if they've done that for all the candidates yet or what, but... Anyway, Governor Burgum's announcement covered by Fox News next Wednesday. We are brought to you by our friends at Pucklich, North Dakota's home for Chevy. And every Wednesday, they give us a set of wheels and a really good deal just for you. And this one's a truck, 2019 Ram 1500 Bighorn. It's got a 5.7-liter Hemi in it, V8 engine with only 23,225 miles on it. Excellent features like a backup camera. Bighorn IP badge, Bighorn Level 1 Equipment Group, big box, pickup box lighting, and a lot more. This yesterday was at $41,000. Today it's at $40,000 only if you tell them you heard it on the flag. That's right. Check it out at PucklichValleyCity.com for more details. And it's the Wednesday Wheels. Great deal on a truck, 1500 Bighorn Ram today, 2019. $40,000 even if you tell them you heard about it on the flag. All right, let's get some of the texts in here that have been rolling in. Listener says, yes, panhandling should be outlawed, but the real question is, would that law actually be enforced, or would the justice system just turn a blind eye? Fair question. Same could be said of some of the ordinances that exist in North Dakota as well on that issue. The latest stat for Minnesota is that the average wage earner moving into Minnesota is only $25,000. They are losing their wealthiest because of their welfare mentality. They will go bankrupt. You follow that stat? The latest stat for Minnesota is the average wage earner moving into Minnesota is only $25,000. All right, so the wealthier leaving and the I want to live off the dole crowd is coming in, I guess, is what they're trying to get at there. Got it. All right, another. How is it that Kelly Armstrong isn't a member of the Freedom Caucus? We can ask him that for you. Another says, vote no on the debt deal. When my kids were young, says another listener, I told them the good Lord put us here for one reason. That is to help one person. And that person is, we don't know. So help them all. Interesting take. And I have to admit, when passing a panhandler, which I do more than not, pass them up. I'll say a little prayer for them.
There you go. But I do the same thing.
But I pass them up because I believe it's a scam, because of what we've been told about so many scams. But there's a part of me that says, what if it isn't a scam? What if I could help them a little bit? Now, what relieves my guilt is charity to other organizations that are there to take care of folks like this. And that's something we can do. Texture says, tell me where all these resources are. Well, I see here they texted before that saying, the wait at Sanford to see a psychiatrist is 4 to 6 months. If you're lucky, tell me where all these resources are. I would start at Family Health, downtown Fargo, is where I would start. And you pay based on your ability to pay there. So start there. And, of course, you can go to any emergency room and get help, obviously, if you're in some form of distress, for sure. Scott, a few years ago I saw a man and a woman with a dog. They almost always have a dog. Panhandling here in Dickinson. The next day I was in Bismarck, saw the same couple and dog panhandling again. Moving from town to town, are we? I don't give them money, but I have an occasion of giving dog food. There you go, practical gift. And they always have a cell phone. Yeah, which is interesting as well. Because you're not poor. If you're poor. Poor today in America, you know what that is? Did somebody talk about
yeah,
that?
Yeah, no.
Cell phone, 50-inch TV, you know. You got a lot of the amenities that not your grandparents poor, that's for sure. You know, in your grandparents'
yeah,
era,
well,
that was poor.
A lot of these big panel vans you see at the truck stops now, people are living in them. I mean, living in a van down by the truck stop.
We will
work in the intersection right there every day.
Continue this chat with John Hinderrocker coming up next hour on What's on Your Mind after a short break for the news. Next.
Time for a snack? Head to a PetroServe USA location near you. Salt and nut rolls, 2 for $1. Chex Mix and Bugles, 99 cents a bag. Giant sunflower seeds, 5-ounce bag, just $1.39. Old Trapper, 4-ounce bags, $5.99. Plus, Ice Mountain 1 liters, only $7.99. And the Ghost Energy drinks are $1.99. And Nestle water packs, 28-pack for $4.69. PetroServe USA, some great specials all month long. PetroServe USA.
With a history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Your order.